Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here during this reboot phase of our radio show. We have in this business something called soft launches and hard launches, and I don't want to get too much into the description of either of those because obviously we've got, you know, some juvenile people out there.
What?
You know, never mind. Soft launch, hard launch. We're going to have a hard launch. We're sort of soft launching the radio show right now. We're going to start this show today with a... are we going to start with Dowder? We're going to start with Jeff Dowder and his roller coaster exploits. Jeff Dowder is a guy that appeared on our radio show, a supposed professor of mechanical physics, whatever that is. Wait till you hear this guy, though. He's something else, man. And he's talking about how challenging, how death-defying, how dangerous, how crazy it is. You can turn that off now, bud. Thank you.
Hey.
How death-defying and crazy it is to be riding on a roller coaster, or even on a Space Mountain, or a Matterhorn, or the Big Yellow Slide, or the Radical Teacups. He even thinks Ferris wheels are crazy. Listen to Jeff Dowder, supposed daredevil.
21 people injured at a Six Flags in New England. Apparently, the roller coaster they were on, which was a thing called Superman Ride of Steel, one of the cars failed insofar as being able to stop, slammed into another one. These roller coaster accidents, are they getting more frequent, or is it my imagination? And then maybe it's just because there's more amusement parks. Jeff Dowder with Coaster Riders United, Unite. Is that the name of the organization?
Yeah, it's Coaster Riders Unite.
You guys are serious about roller coasters?
We are, Phil, and thank you for having me on. I guess probably the number one thing I want to say to anybody is that it's a very serious, in our opinion, it's a serious endeavor. I mean, roller coasters are fast, they're high speed, there is a very steep grade of how you go down it, and I don't think there's a day goes by when I get on a roller coaster because it is something I like to do that I don't worry maybe, you know, something could go wrong. It's just the way it is. There's so many roller coasters out there.
What's happening? Is it the equipment?
No, I don't think it's the equipment so much as I think it's just the people riding. I think the people riding coasters right now are not qualified. I think they are ill-equipped to handle what could happen to them in terms of the speed. I have done a lot of extreme sports. I have partaken in, you know, a certain amount of fear conditioning. I think a lot of people with Coaster Riders Unite have done that, and I think we have to start looking at that.
In other words, you have to have experience to ride a roller coaster.
I think you do. And
what kind of extreme sports have you done?
I go to a lot of water parks. I own Hurricane Harbor. I've been down some of the water slides there, Wet and Wild, Raging Waters, do a lot of water slides. I've also done probably two of the biggest Ferris wheels in the country, which is the Balboa Arcade and also the one at the Santa Monica Pier. I've also had experience on some fairly extreme jungle gyms and also the Big Yellow Slide they have at the church carnivals. I don't know if you've seen those.
Let me just interrupt here, Jeff. Are those the ones where you get on your stomach?
Yeah, they'll give you like a burlap sack or they can give you a rubber mat. And I've gotten air probably... I mean, there's no really official record, but I take air on just about every one of the humps that it goes. I get air.
Jeff Dowder with us from Coast Riders United. He thinks that people who ride roller coasters just need to have more experience because a lot of them are getting injured, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, the accidents on roller coasters, they're going to happen. I think the time has come in conjunction with extreme sports enthusiasts and Coast Riders Unite. We're saying the time has come to limit access to roller coasters to men between the ages of 15 and 35 who can show a valid driver's license, who've had some experience on water slides, or if you've seen a lot of horror movies, that's also... I've seen every Halloween. I've seen all five Halloweens, or I think there's six. I've also seen all the Friday the 13th. I've also seen Exorcist probably about, I don't know, 9, 10 times. That is
it. Well, what is that? Fear conditioning?
What is?
Well, you say you've seen all of the Halloweens, you've seen all of Friday the 13th. This is part of the fear conditioning.
That is part of fear conditioning.
What does a horror movie have to do with any of this? I mean, riding a roller coaster.
Well, it's a combination of physical strength and being to withstand being a scared. So anybody's ridden at least a mini bike or has seen all of the Halloweens should be allowed to ride in a coaster. Right away, that's going to eliminate people in their 40s because they're going to sue because they got scared on a roller coaster and chickened out.
All right, we're talking about people having been injured by a car that wouldn't stop, though. 20 miles per hour right into the back of them. That's equipment failure. That's not people getting frightened.
Well, but you see, that's just it, Mr. Henry. That's part of the experience. In other words, someone who is experienced at riding roller coasters knows that that stuff's going to happen. It's part of the fun of riding a coaster. Bob Nasel, who's part of our organization in Arizona, he's one of the top roller coaster riders. He was on the drop of death at Valley Fair out in Pomona, which has got like a 50-degree drop. Okay, so he's out on this thing. Now, check this out. The belt snaps. The shoulder bar comes unbolted, plus the automatic brake fails. Nasel's hanging on for dear life. I mean, he's grabbing back of the seat in front of him. He came off that ride saying it was the best ride of his life. He did not sue.
And this guy was on a roller coaster where the belt failed, the shoulder bar failed, and the brakes failed.
That's right. He said it was one of the top rides of his life, probably one of the top, in the top 3, if not 2% of rides that he's also taken on.
And he didn't sue.
Now, we don't sue. We enjoy. And I think a lot of these people who are getting all scared and chickening out and everything like that, they again, I think it has to do with whether you're equipped to be on it. I think it's dangerous. I think there's not a one of us who rides on a roller coaster that doesn't sort of just look at his palms, sweat a little bit. You know, it could be maybe the last ride of your life. You don't know. You get on and you pray, you know. I'm a Christian. I've always been a Christian. I do pray. I say, you know, a Lord's Prayer, which is our Father who art in heaven. And then I just let God have his way with me when I get on the coaster.
All right, Jeff Dowder with Coaster Riders Unite, roller coaster enthusiasts who think that these injuries on roller coasters are essentially the fault of the people who are riding them.
Yeah, they're just an experience.
I'm curious about this guy who's the belt failed and the shoulder bar failed.
That's right. That's part of the whole, you know, you could have an equipment failure. I mean, Jim Chernil was over here at, he was over at the Dragon Ride parachute drop, which you're dropping 100 feet, belt gave way, pulley gave way, harnesses snapped. He free fell probably at about 70 miles an hour into a net with harnesses and stuff dropping on him, and he didn't be a scared at all. He wasn't a scared at all. So if you read about Chuck Yeager and them and all the speed limits that they broke.
Chuck Yeager was a test pilot.
Yes, sir, that's correct. If you read about Chuck Yeager and them and all the speed limits they broke, they didn't think about how the jet could blow up. They just thought about getting the job done. And those of us who ride roller coasters, we realize we have a job to do.
What about these people who just want to have a good time? You're talking about having a job to do. I get on a roller coaster with my kids, I just want to have a gas of a time, right?
Well, I mean, you could have a good time on a log ride, man. I mean, the merry-go-round or something like that. I'm saying a coaster is...
Why can't I go on a roller coaster?
I think it's extreme. I think it's radical. Have you been on the California Scream in a California Adventure where the mouse... You go on the loop where Mickey Mouse's head is?
We have been on that, yeah.
Okay. You got to suck it up. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If you see a guy, Chip Kiser is another guy, Phil, I wanted to mention. Chip Kiser, I used to look up to him. We've been on the coaster at State Line. We rid Space Mountain 26 times in a row. Threw out there at Superman Escapes at Six Flags at Castaic, and I see him chicken out. And I also did chicken out, too, and I really didn't know, you know, if Chip rides coasters anymore or not, but he chickened out.
Chip Kiser.
Chip Kiser chickened out
on what is it called?
On Superman Escapes.
So you chickened out too?
Well, that's only because my bro had a meltdown in the world of riding radical roller coasters when you know you could die, and you rely on the guy next to you. No, I was just scared because when you hit the top of a coaster and you look at each other and you go, "Oh yeah, yeah," you know that's the best. But Chip Kiser...
Okay, we're talking about riding on roller coasters here, okay? We're not flying F-16 jets.
We're not, technically, but it's the same kind of putting yourself into the seat of death, you know?
How do you figure that?
Well, take a look at the people that are getting killed. Are you kidding me? Go ahead, go on Superman's ride. People died or got injured. One guy here got his jaw busted in half. You tell me that's not just as dangerous. And there's a little something that an author by the name of Peter Wolfe wrote not too long ago. It's a little book called The Right Stuff. And I think in many ways you must have the right stuff on account of ride the head.
I like that line, ride the head. Anyway, that's Jeff Dowder. We'll get back to him. here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, part one of our world-famous Phil Hendry Show here for today. And we hope you're enjoying it wherever you are. As I mentioned, we got a little bit of a pre-record happening today, but we are back live, big time, hard launch, all of those disgusting words coming up starting next week. It is The Phil Hendry Show, more from Jeff Dowder and Coasters, and Riding Ahead next. Welcome back. It is the Phil Hendry Show here, and we are with Jeff Dowder. And really, for the next few days, what we're doing is we're sort of rolling out some of our best bits over the years so you can check out just what we are. I don't really like to get into a whole explanation. We did that. I mean, I've been doing this for 23 years, and this particular show, I've been in radio a lot longer, but I've been doing this show for 23 years, and I found that if I sit down and I start explaining everything, it wrecks the experience primarily for myself and I think for our longtime fans, but I don't think it's going to do anybody who is a new listener any good. Just check it out. And as we go over time, and I, you know, connect with you guys on Facebook and Twitter and on our website, philhendryshow.com, that I want to tell you more about, get a backstage pass and you get access to 5,000 hours of this here audio right on. And also podcasts and also webcasts, videocasts. Right now we're videocasting the show. If you had a backstage pass, you could watch my ugly mug doing this show. Let's get back to Dowder and how radical that yellow slide is there at the gas station.
What head? Look, I'm...
The Mickey Mouse head over at...
Oh, at California Screaming, okay. There is... You talk about there's a chance of a belt coming loose, a shoulder bar unbolting, the car jumping the tracks.
That's correct. And let me see.
I understand all of that. What I'm talking about is a family having a reasonable expectation of enjoying themselves.
Let me tell you something. When you've done California Screaming... And you successfully gone through the Mickey Mouse head loop. I'll tell you something. There's no feeling like it. It opens up the envelope. No one without the proper things that I mentioned, driver's license, the right age, skateboard, water slide experience should be allowed on a roller coaster. There's just no way.
Well, I got to tell you something, Jeff. With roller coaster accidents happening, obviously there's going to be a lot more. There's going to be a lot more scrutiny when it comes to the manufacture of the parts, but I don't think you're going to ever see any amusement park in this country put an age restriction or a driver's license requirement having seen a lot of horror movies to go, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but I think you're wrong.
To go on a roller coaster.
I think you're wrong.
Because that would eliminate children, that would eliminate the older people.
Just the people that sue. We got to get the people who sue out of the system. And let's get some hardcore bros in there, some people who are extreme, people who, you know, who are radical. I'll tell you, every one of them yellow slides that I went down, I got air. You tell me you know anybody would do that?
I've never been on one of those slides. And I got to be honest with you, those slides you go down on your belly?
Yeah, at the carnival.
Dude, I got to tell you something. Every time I see one of those, like I send my 9-year-old daughter over to do it. I don't do that.
Yeah, okay, then that's hard. That's not true. Does she get air? Or does she...
I don't know if she gets air. I it doesn't look like that hardcore of a thing, but I get air on the big yellow slide. We're talking with Jeff Dowder, and basically what he believes is there should be some restrictions, age requirements, driver's license, some experience with extreme sports to ride roller coasters, because there's too many people getting injured. And he thinks only men 15 to 35, he thinks only guys with driver's licenses and guys with the kind of extreme sports experience that he has. Now, he says he's ridden two giant Ferris wheels, he's gone down water slides, and he's gotten air on those big yellow slides at church carnivals.
Phil Hendry.
Folks injured on a roller coaster in Massachusetts. This was near Springfield. And it was at a Six Flags park, and it was on a ride called Superman Ride of Steel. And apparently one of the cars, either the brake fell, brake failed or something like that, and one of the cars ran into the back end of this car. Jeff Dowder with us from Coaster Riders Unite. So that's an equipment, but as I was saying, Jeff, it's an equipment failure, isn't it?
Well, tell you something. It's a Plymouth Fairy, but I think anybody who's involved in extreme coaster riding or sports needs to understand. I'm a pro. I don't know if you're familiar, Mr. Henry, with Pirates of the Caribbean. You go through that, and many times you have people who are traumatized a little bit by the pirates because they're scary. They'll yell at you. There's some extreme drops. And that.
Pirates of the Caribbean I've been on, okay?
Yes, sir.
There's no scary pirate on that thing. I mean, I see the pirates yelling.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Henry, but they had a rape scene. They had a rape scene in Pirates of the...
No. They had the pirates were chasing the woman around the well, okay?
That traumatized a great many women. Also, some extreme drops on that ride.
Well, the drops that they... Pirates of the Caribbean?
That's correct.
Well, they got a drop that hits the water.
It certainly does, and... what I'm saying is you could tip over. That's, I tell you right now, what I recommend is like a skateboard helmet or a bike helmet or anything.
On Pirates of the Caribbean, I go on that ride all the time. I've been on that ride with my kids. Nobody's ever been hurt on that ride.
First time for everything.
Nobody that I know has ever been hurt on that ride.
First time for everything.
And when you talk about a rape scene, Disney took out that whole pirate chasing the women around the thing.
But there's a first time for everything. If there's a rape on that ride, do you want to take the chance?
I don't understand. You mean a woman being raped on Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes, sir.
They took the whole woman-chasing thing out. What guy is going to rape a woman on Pirates of the Caribbean? What nut would do that?
First time for everything.
Okay, but we're really not talking about that. We're talking about the Superman ride where the brakes... We're talking about roller coasters, right?
Well, we're talking about any kind of extreme ride.
John, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Well, I have a question. How can you consider something where you're connected to a rail, you're strapped in, and you have no control over what's going on? Some 15-year-old kid is controlling it, and he makes you start and stop. How is that extreme?
Ask the people that are in the hospital today. You know? See, that's what I'm saying. Extreme, I think, is when you do take your balls up into your hands. And
okay, let's watch the language, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, but it's where you have to cinch it up. Like every time you get on a coaster, every time I get on a coaster, or like the parachute drop at Knott's Berry Farm, I think we know. I think we all know.
What? How many people are in the hospital right now from roller coasters?
Better question, how many people are dead?
Probably just as many as bass fishing. I don't consider bass fishing an
bass
extreme
fishing?
Sport.
How do you die in bass fishing? Were you eaten by the bass? I don't understand what you mean
equipment
by that.
Equipment failure, your boat fails, and you sink the same way you die on a roller coaster. Neither of them are extreme sports.
Well, but, okay, how many people die? For instance, have you ever done the big yellow slide?
The big yellow slide.
No, the one where you go down on your stomach.
See,
the big yellow slide where I go down on my stomach?
That's
I think I was seven.
Wait, yeah. Did you get air?
I probably got air.
No, man, I doubt it. Not when you're seven.
See, that's...
You don't think I got air when I was seven?
I don't think so.
See, that's the ride I send my daughter down.
Do you get... See, the two of you guys are not... Yeah, you can go down the slide. You're bagging air on that thing. I'm just saying 15 to 35-year-old men qualify for roller coaster riding because I believe that in a lot of different ways you're taking your balls up. And
the pick in the balls line, could you knock that off?
I mean, you're cinching it up.
Okay, it's Mike. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Mike?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
You know, just like the other guy was saying, you know, you keep saying you've done extreme sports, you've done extreme sports.
I have.
Everything you... I mean, just getting in your car, you can die. But what you clarify as extreme sports is not an extreme sport.
What?
I'm sorry. I sent my three-year-old down that little yellow slide at the fair. And she catches air.
Catches air... Full air, or just like her stomach goes up?
No, she goes airborne.
She's airborne.
She is airborne.
Is she? Okay. But, then let me just say something. You got a hell of a kid. I'll tell you something else. Do you put a skateboard helmet on her, or do you any kind of flak jacket or anything like that?
No, I don't do that. I do extreme
flak
sports
jacket.
Myself.
What? Okay. Have you? All right. Let me ask you. Have you done the teacups at Disneyland at all?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Have you seen people vomit on that?
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Wait a minute. That's not extreme.
That's not extreme at all.
Why? People are throwing
okay.
up. Oh,
you
they're throwing
what?
Up because
Here,
they're really having a good time. Yeah.
You want extreme? I'll tell you what I do on a weekend. You get on a jet ski that goes over 100 miles per hour and start racing them. That's extreme.
What's
that's
the difference
more dangerous.
Between that and going on Space Mountain?
Space Mountain's a ride. face it, it's a ride.
Space Mountain gets up to about 60 miles per hour, and it's in the dark, so you don't know where you're going to go.
Okay, let's see.
But you're on
a jet ski with no straps on, and you're doing over 100 miles per hour.
Is the sun out?
Is the sun out, yeah.
Okay, you're seeing where you're going.
Well, wait a minute.
But in Space Mountain, you're in space. Theoretically, you're in space. You're not really, but you're in outer space.
You know, I think I speak for everybody who's listening right now. I think you just need to pass that crack pipe on just a little bit longer down the line.
There you go, brother. And there is Jeff Dowder as he continues to argue with our listeners concerning roller coasters. If you're watching Phil TV right now in HD, you're seeing a variety of roller coaster shots. The first one was California Screaming with the Mickey Mouse head. The second one was in Japan, Hitachi Gardens. And this one here that we're showing right now, I have no idea where this is, but we'll give you an update on the other side of our break as we continue here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with, well, actually listening to, some of the best material over the years from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we begin our reboot, our restart, and our reacquaintance with you, our great audience, all of the great radio stations in our network. A special hello to our friends at WWRL in New York. We'll be back on with them next week. It's a very exciting time. We're very, very grateful. We'll see you guys on the other side here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Get a BSB now. Welcome back here on the Phil Hendry Show as we continue with our segment with Jeff Dowder, our hour with Jeff Dowder. This is from, a few years back when we talked with him about roller coasters, just how radical the whole experience is. Jeff thinks that's extreme sports as he talks with a variety of guys here that know better. Jeff thinks going down the big yellow slide, the teacups at Disneyland, this is all extreme. Guess again, my brother. Here is Jeff Dowder.
Dude, that's kind of offensive, man.
Well, the guy is making a point that some of the things you're saying, Jeff, when you say that you've done extreme sports because you've been on two of the largest Ferris wheels.
Okay, excuse me, but first of all, do either one of you gentlemen have a fear of heights?
I do.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I parachuted.
Do you go?
I'm bungee cord jumping. That's extreme.
Have you been
roller coasters is something you make out with your wife or girlfriend on
a roller
when you're a teenager.
Forget it, you can't make out on a roller coaster. Have you been on a Ferris wheel?
Oh, yes, I have.
All right.
I'm sorry, I did go to elementary school.
I think it's fairly radical. And what I'm trying to say is, especially the Viper Drop at Hurricane Harbor, Mr. Henry.
What is that, a water slide?
It's a very intense water slide, yeah.
Ooh. You know, here in Georgia, we got a ride called, I can't remember what, it's a 75-foot vertical drop straight down.
Would that
be an extreme sport?
Are you strapped in?
Yeah, and you're dangling.
You're dangling?
You're dangling. Your feet are dangling.
Yeah.
Down at the ground.
Yeah.
It's like a free fall.
Have you seen all of Friday the 13th?
Okay, that's...
You know what? I've seen better. I've seen Faces of Death. Plus, I'm an EMT also part-time.
Okay.
So,
what I'm talking about. You would qualify then.
Oh, I would qualify.
If you've seen Faces of Death.
That's right.
All right.
My girlfriend doesn't like horror movies, but yet she'll get on a roller coaster.
She gets on a roller coaster. She could be, one day, she could be the one who gets thrown out of it and up against a wall.
Okay, then that's a mechanical problem then.
A mechanical problem? I don't know. You got to know what to do if you're getting pitched out of a coaster.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
With Jeff Dowder here from Coaster Riders Unite. Been people injured on roller coasters. Remember, there's a lady thrown off of a roller coaster, another lady that died on the roller coaster not too long ago.
Yeah, that was the woman who had a brain problem or something, because it was so scary, her brain gave out. And what I'm saying is that...
Well, her brain didn't give out. She had an aneurysm of some kind, which is a blood vessel, a blood vessel problem. It's an aneurysm when a blood vessel explodes.
Well, that's what I mean, her brain gave out.
All right, her brain gave out, but you're attributing that to the ride?
To the fear of the ride. Yes, sir, I am. Yes, sir, I am. If you get on... That's why that last dude I talked to was very credible on account of he said he'd seen Faces of Death five times, and I've seen Faces of Death... I also go on police websites and look at pictures of people who've been in automobile accidents. It gets me ready for, like when I went on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride one time. And
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is at Disneyland. It's for four-year-old kids.
I don't know what you're talking about because...
What, you go on a police website to look at accident victims so you can cinch it up for Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
I'll tell you something right now, Mr. Anybody that rides Mr. Toad's Wild Ride without a helmet is all I'm saying.
When I was a four-year-old, I went on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Without a helmet?
Yeah, without a helmet.
You were taking your ball sack in your hands.
Okay, this language has got to...
I'm very sorry, sir.
...has got to abate. David, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Okay. I have just a couple things to say here, you know?
What?
Now, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, I mean...
No, I know it's for four-year-olds. You're going to put a kid on that without a helmet or some kind of protective flak jacketing?
I'm going to put a one-year-old on that without that kind of stuff. I mean, I can't believe this, all right? I'm driving down the road. It's absolutely hilarious how you sound. You're talking about rides. Kids on Disney rides. Do you think a Disney ride, do you think the designers of a Disney ride are going to make a ride that is going to catapult some kid across the state or across Fantasyland?
Hey, some dude, late 1960s, was on the Matterhorn ride. The dude stood up. What do you think happened when they went underneath one of them tunnels?
Yeah, he stood up. You know, it says keep your hands and arms inside the machine there, all right? It's not like he stood up. Because, it was part of the ride.
But if he'd been wearing protective helmeting and a flak jacket...
Why do you have to pass out a helmet? Why not just tell the guy to sit down?
And if he'd been wearing that kind of stuff, he still would have died. You were going 30 miles an hour. He was the one that disobeyed the rules, all right?
But you don't deny that a guy could get crushed on the Matterhorn ride.
A guy can get crushed if, and listen to this, if he doesn't follow the rules. There's rules posted up there.
There you go. That's what I call extreme sports.
Oh, my. Okay, look.
What?
Come on.
I mean, how many extreme sports what you do?
Me? I'm not an extreme sports person. I mean, yeah, I'd probably go parachuting, things like that, you know? But, again, that's a choice, all right?
What about a haunted mansion? Okay, all right, you probably don't think that's extreme, but I know four guys that spud mud on that ride.
Okay.
Haunted mansion,
Haunted mansion, that's, kiss your girlfriend because, she's going to get scared by the guy that comes out from behind
you. You say yourself you don't know nothing about no extreme sports, so what would you say? How can you talk to me about it? And the sign didn't say nothing about keeping your head in your car. Only arms and legs, but not your head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, laugh about it.
Oh, well, yeah, Jeff, I'm laughing about it.
You got to understand, man. You're talking about extreme sports. I watch extreme sports.
Okay. What happened to you, man?
Okay.
Obviously, a siren went by. I'm watching extreme sports on TV. I see guys sky surfing. I see dudes, like canoeing down waterfalls 100 feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's the difference between that and getting on the largest Ferris wheel in the western part of the country?
Because a Ferris wheel isn't going to just, kill you or dash you against some rocks.
Hey, dude, what do you think would happen if a Ferris wheel come off of that thing and just started rolling down the pier?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one right there, yeah.
Think about it, man.
Yeah, okay, what's going to happen is this. It's not going to happen because, they check that kind of stuff. And if it does, that's a freak accident,
Hey, dude, how many people are getting injured on roller coasters right now? Them 21 people in New England, that lady whose brain exploded on that one right...
Shit, her brain didn't explode. She had an aneurysm, okay?
All right. The other lady that got pitched out, have you been to Raging Waters?
Okay, hold on. So let's say 21 people did get hurt. Let's say 22 people did get hurt.
Okay.
How many people are riding roller coasters, all right? In a percentage right there, that's like less than 1%. That's a point of a percent, all right, that are getting hurt on roller coasters. And it's not...
If I were you, I'd stop talking on the radio and pull over.
I am pulled over. I'm talking on a payphone right now, all right? Now, look.
Where's your car, man? I think somebody took it.
No, my car's right here.
All right, okay. Listen, we got to move on. A couple of things you said, Mr. Doubter. Number one, you wouldn't put a kid on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride without a helmet. Number two, you also said, I believe, that Haunted Mansion is extreme because you four guys spud mud. I don't know what that is.
I'm just saying in terms of, faces of death.
Faces of death? The Haunted Mansion has, skeletons, man. It's like going to watch Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein. Tim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Helmet and shin guard, I think, for the toad ride, at least.
Tim,
yes,
go ahead.
I'd like to make a point.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you have any children, and if you do, when you take them in your car, do you put a flag jacket and a helmet on them?
They do have seat belting at all times required.
Okay, so there's seat belting on roller coasters. What's the difference?
Because if I get into a crash, which is very unlikely because I have driven, like, I drove SCCA, like amateur racing and dirt track racing, that's one thing. But if a roller coaster leaves the track at 80 miles an hour and sails, like, out onto a freeway, I think you've got a serious, serious problem.
Okay.
Right?
So you're saying that being on a roller coaster is more dangerous than driving on the streets of the United States?
I think so, dude. Your car, when's the last time you went straight up in your car 20 stories and then come straight down at 40? Give me a break, man.
Okay, Jeff Dowder, who is still trying to argue his point there about Mr. Toad's wild ride and just exactly how dangerous it is or how dangerous it isn't, as well as all those other roller coasters. And again, if you've been listening or if you've been watching us on Phil TV and HD, we've had some video from different coasters. One of them was, the most recent one was of the Texas Crawl. It looked like somebody's morning show or something was loaded into the front there. There were two guys that were narrating the experience and talking to everybody about it. All right, we're going to be coming up here on part three, I think, here, correct? Yeah, of our marvelous and joyous celebration here of the world-famous Phil Henry Show reboot. We're having a good time, too, joining with all of you guys at philhenryshow.com. If you don't have a backstage pass, we encourage you to get a backstage pass and be a part of the radio show. All you have to do is go to philhenryshow.com and sign up. You have 5,000 hours of audio. You've got a full video cast archive of all the video casts that we've done up to, I think, about a year or so ago. You have a lot of miscellany, like various webcasts we've done down through the years, as well as television interviews, as well as radio interviews that we've done. We have a daily podcast of our radio show. We have a daily podcast from our classic archives, and it's like $9.99 a month, so it's like completely unbeatable, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. We're going to come back here with part three of our visit with Jeff Dowder and the entire experience here. The entire experience of the coaster and the extreme sports of it all and just the various delusions. We'll be back. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here, and philhenryshow.com as we are rolling out some of our best bits down through the years for you guys. You can find all of these at philhenryshow.com by visiting us there, becoming a Backstage Pass member. Also, if you guys are in any market where our show is not yet airing, it's almost criminal. I mean, I really believe that. It's almost a criminal act not to have our show on in every market in America, considering the abysmal spot that talk radio is in with the utter, you know how we feel about it. We don't have to beat it into the ground, but why don't we? The utter reprehensible condition, albeit I'm sure there's a great many hardworking people out there, but it ain't good. So we got to be on in every single market in this union, in these United States and beyond. So, and you guys in Canada, I realize we're a little rough for you. I realize it's a little squirrely and weird. I realize that you get scared. Please don't. Just bother whoever is, what do you call a program director up there? The program governor? I'm kidding. I'm joking. I probably just buried myself with the Canadiens. Although my family is from Toronto and you owe me big time. My father fought for that country in World War II, so you indirectly owe me big, big money and fame. All right. Let's get back to Jeff Dowder now and the roller coasters.
Dude, that's kind of offensive, man.
Well, the guy is making a point that some of the things you're saying, Jeff, when you say that you've done extreme sports because you've been on two of the largest Ferris wheels.
Okay, excuse me, but first of all, do either one of you gentlemen have a fear of heights?
I do.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I parachuted.
Do you go
bungee cord jumping? That's extreme.
Have you been
roller
on
coaster?
What? You're making no sense.
What freeway are you driving on? Man?
You would not put your child in a helmet in an automobile, but you would on a stupid ride?
Oh, stupid ride. What freeway are you driving on where your car goes up 45 degrees at a 20-story and then goes upside down? Sure.
What does that have to do with anything?
You're
talking about head-on collision.
No,
you're dead.
Telling me I got to put my kid into a helmet in a car. What car goes on a loop in Mickey Mouse's head, man? I just went out on the California Screaming Ride, and the thing goes upside down. I ain't never been in a car, and I've been driving since I was 16, where I go upside down three times. Sorry, man.
So you're in a head-on collision at 80 miles an hour,
reasoning.
And it's no worse than going upside down on a roller coaster that was designed by engineers?
What?
I mean,
what are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Roller coasters and rides are designed by engineers.
What?
Okay, you take your life into your own hands when you go out on the street in an automobile.
In what way?
Yet you won't put your child in a helmet in an automobile, but you want him to put a... Where,
what? Hello?
Did you hear what I just said?
No, what?
Okay, you're telling me that you want to put your child or whoever in a helmet and a flag jacket on a ride. But you would not put them in a helmet in an automobile on the streets of the United States.
About what?
What do you mean about what?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You're saying that roller coaster is so extreme because you could fly off the track. What are the odds of flying off the track on a roller coaster designed by an engineer versus getting in a collision in your car and dying?
When?
Do you have any idea what the slim odds are of dying on a roller coaster?
What?
What are you talking about? Are you hearing what the guy's saying?
What are you guys talking about, man? I'm saying...
No, he just said...
No, cars are built by engineers, too.
Yep.
See?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
So are gumball machines.
Gotcha,
what's your
man.
Point? I mean...
All right, are you telling me the gumball machines are safe?
You tell me the odds of getting in an accident on the highway versus on a roller coaster.
The odds?
The odds are of getting hurt on any type of ride at an amusement park is like 1 in 10 million.
Wait a second. You just said something I think we got to back up on. You tell me that a gumball machine's not dangerous, okay? Okay. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you're right and maybe you're wrong about it. A gumball machine, what do you mean, oh, my God? What's that supposed to mean?
What state do you live in?
I live in California.
Well, hell, that answers it right there.
What's that supposed to mean?
You make no sense.
Dude,
I mean,
I've been
sitting here. Do you do this just to hear yourself?
I've been sitting here, Mr. Henry.
I agree with the gentleman. Tim, I don't understand what it is you're saying.
No, what I'm trying to say is if you put a kid on in the teacup ride at Disney, people puke 3-6 times a day on that.
No, that just makes you a weenie.
I'm a weenie? Oh, okay. All right, man.
I mean,
you can
throw up by eating some bad sushi. What?
Okay, dude, you try the Disneyland teacup ride, and if you spew, I'll be the first guy at your house to say, yeah, is the weenie home or,
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So you're making no sense. You just like to hear yourself talk.
No, I made sense. I made total sense when I said put your kid in a black jacket on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. And you want your kid to... People are dying on the Mr. Toad Wild Ride.
Hey, let me
nobody has died on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Did you pay
to get into the amusement park?
What?
Did you pay to get into the amusement park?
What?
Okay. Am I not speaking English?
What?
Did you pay money to get into... The amusement park.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, yes or no?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, did you pay money to go on that ride?
What?
Okay.
The guy's asking you a question about... Never mind.
What?
About going on a ride at the amusement park. Did you pay money?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Money! American money!
What?
What? Did you take money out of your pocket and give it to a lady and she gave you a ticket and you went through a gate? Did you do that?
When?
Okay.
He is.
I'm
an idiot.
45 minutes into this. I need a drink.
That's right. He's an idiot, and he's our favorite idiot. That's Jeff Dowder from wherever he's from, the mechanical physics department there at Caltech or something. Let's get him on the line here now in contemporaneous time. Jeff, do you recall? Obviously, you recall doing that show, right?
Oh yeah, I recall doing it. I mean, to this day, I'm still sort of. Sort of amazed at how all of you were thinking that I was. I mean, I understand that it's not. You know, to each his own. You know, and
yeah, but the Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I had just.
Well, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Mr. Inner, I think it's fair to tell everybody now in your audience, okay?
Yeah.
That you said that Miss Mrs. Toad or
Mr. Toad.
Mr. Toad.
Yeah.
All right. I thought you had said to me that the scariest thing that you'd ever been on was Mrs. Toad. And you have not said that.
No, I never said anything like that.
Well, is it possible that you... Well, I better not say, but...
Is it possible that I... Now I... You know, you can't do that. What?
Is it possible you were saying you were on... A woman, and it was scary, or...
All right, let's, you know, that's my fault.
Yeah, you said go ahead and ask it, and...
I'm just telling you, man, and look, here we are. It's like no time has elapsed. Here we are years later, and I'm still talking to you about Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I'm just saying to each his own, and you said to me at one time, I'm pretty sure you said Mrs. Toad was the toughest ride you'd... And
no, I never said anything about a Mrs. Toad. I think what you're doing now is you're purposefully turning this into something that's salacious to get it off of the bigger point, which is that you know and I know, years later, looking back, the teacups, the big yellow slide.
Well, I mean, as a mechanical physics professor, I'm a scientist, and so for me, it's all about science, you know. And so if what I'm talking about is the actual pounds per square inch, we're talking about mass, we're talking about resistance, we're talking about all of the different things that come into play when you talk about it, then yeah, it is very frightening. And
what do you mean pounds per inch? Like what, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
Again, I don't want to. You talk about you were on top of Mrs. Toad.
I didn't say any. All right, you know what, man? If you want to turn this into that, we're not going to do it.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, if you say pounds per square inch, what do you want me to say?
The ride at Disneyland.
The ride at Disneyland. Okay, yeah, you got a point. You got a point. It is a. After I looked at it again, you're talking about a toad. You're talking about the ride. You go into Toad's world, and I don't know anything about the gentleman. I know it was based on a Will the Wisp book, which was a kid book, but for me to speculate on, you know, on Toad and what he was into, if he'd been substance abusing,
it's a children's book.
That is correct. Yeah. So that would rule out.
It would rule out a lot of what you just said. So again, are you sticking to your guns? Forget about everything you said about big yellow slides. Everything else. Are you sticking to your guns on Toad?
I would back down on Toad, but again, I don't know about Mrs. Toad and what you did.
All right, so see what I'm saying? He doesn't even want to, you know, he'll go anywhere just to prove that he isn't wrong, and that's the marvelous narcissistic manner of many of our guests. World-famous Phil Henry Show will be back next hour. We've got more excitement for you here